This is Space Like Adventure, a Sounds Like Adventure actual play all about a ragtag group of misfits overcoming their corporate overlords in the Expanse. Hey there. It's another episode of Sounds Like Adventure. Hey, it's me, Jack. How you going? Or I guess I should say Space Like Adventure, because it's a brand new show and we're here, we're doing it, we're kicking it off. Well, we will be very soon anyway. The launch of the live stream is happening just around the corner, but we're going to continue our journey that we started last week through the lore of the world of the Expanse. So if you're just joining us this week, make sure you head back, listen to the last episode. We intro you to this whole diverse and exciting world. And in today's episode, we're going to continue that journey. And to do that, we're going to talk about the Eros incident. All right, the Eros incident. But first, what's Eros? So Eros is a real thing. It exists out there in our solar system. It's basically this big, lumpy, potato-looking asteroid that is just kilometers and kilometers huge. And it, like some other asteroids and dwarf planets that really exist in our solar system, are key places within the world of the Expanse. So in the Expanse, Eros is the site of Eros Station. That's a space station, obviously, that was one of the first sites of human colonization. And at the start of the fiction of this world, there's around 1.5 million people, give or take, on the station at any given time. And you remember from the last episode, a lot of the people who live on this station, they're born there. It's their home. So these people are Belters, and this place can really be looked at as like one of the origins of the belt of Belters, because it was a key port of call. Lots of industry relied on Eros to get a wider foothold in the solar system. But progress moves ever forward, and with the spinning up of Ceres Station a little bit later on, further into the solar system, Eros sort of loses its place as this key location, and it becomes more of a place to sort of nickel and dime the folks of the Expanse with casinos and brothels and other unsavory activity. So there's a lot of poor folks, there's a lot of dystopian-esque areas in the Expanse, but Eros is probably one of the more traditional sort of cyberpunk rough kind of areas. It's hard to get by here. Lots of crime, lots of profiting off of other people's misery and sadness. And at the center of that are just the Belters just getting exposed and abused by other folks and other legitimate, in air quotes, businesses who are just squashing them under the heel of their corporate enterprise. So it's just this hot, sweaty mess of poor people trying to get by, and standing next to it are the corporate overlords who are about to strike a match to that powder keg. Because 2 billion years ago, an advanced alien civilization attacked. From distances unknown, across the fathomless expanse of space, an asteroid was fired at Earth. And that asteroid contained a bioweapon. A bioweapon that would capture humanity before it ever evolved and would convert them into a more preferable form of life for this alien civilization. A tool that they could use to expand their influence across the galaxy. But the attack failed. As the asteroid approached our solar system, it was captured by the gravity of Saturn, and it became one of its many moons, the one that we know as Phoebe. And it never reached its intended destination. But that was before it was brought there by the very people it was sent to destroy. The Expanse is a world that's dominated by military and corporate influence. The key powers in this world truly are the militaries of these various planets and organizations. but just under that and ordering so much sway over the folks that hold control are the various mega corporations that operate this world, one of which is called Protogen. So Protogen's a subsidiary of another company called the Mao Kwiatkowski Mercantile, and the Mao Kwiatkowski Mercantile is a company owned in part by a gentleman called Jules Pierre Mao. So Mao Kwiatkowski is one of the 50 largest corporations in the belt. It's huge. It's got interest in all kinds of things. But we want to talk about Protogen. So Protogen, it's shady. Who knows what they're actually up to? Because their forward-facing presence is as security of Eros Station. And it's a key thing to point out in the world of the Expanse. Security in space stations are not like security guards. They're like the police, basically. They're armed and they enforce the rules of the station, which when you live on a station are the equivalent to the law. So Protogen's a security company. But for some reason, Protogen also has this giant research department. So meanwhile, Mars is doing a survey of Phoebe, and you'll remember from before, that's not actually a moon, it's a giant bioweapon, but no one knows that yet. So they're doing a survey, and they pick up some weird materials, and they contract none other than Protogen to check out these materials. Protogen, being a little quicker than Mars, realize, holy hell, this is extraterrestrial material, and they do what any smart corporation does, and they brand it the proto-molecule. So Protogen's got their proto-molecule, they're doing their research, and they start uncovering these bioweapon characteristics to it. And they make two decisions. First decision is, let's contact Earth and tell them that we have weapons to sell, which Earth is like, weapons, let's get into it. And they have a very troubling situation unfold. And they also think, let's do some of our own experiments. Hey, we've got this security at Eros Station. What if we sort of just like drop the proto-molecule on all of those 1.5 million folks and let's just see what happens? And in their infinite wisdom, that is exactly what they do. So they just unleash this bioweapon on all of these unsuspecting, innocent people. And what happens on the station is just horrific. They go through this transformation of being zombies, and then their bodies all merge together and this fleshy substance envelops the entire station. And Protogen, they're out the door. They are not trying to fix this situation. It's just left to the people left over to try and fix it. So they try some crazy things. They launch a giant spaceship at the station in a way to just collide with it and destroy it. And it all looks good. It all looks like it's about to happen. And then shockingly, what used to be Eros Station just breaks the laws of physics and moves in a way that is just unimaginable. And it just dodges this spaceship that they threw at it. But it doesn't stop there. When it dodges the station, it makes a beeline for Earth, moving at just an incredible speed beyond the laws of physics, and it is just flying directly at Earth to infect us. But then something happens. And there's rumors that a brave person boarded the station and saved everyone somehow. But no one knows what actually happened. As far as we saw, the station just turned and just drove straight into Venus. No one knows what's happening on Venus. No one even knows if there's any more proto-molecule. And what happened to those weapons that Protogen tried to sell to Earth? To find out, keep listening to Space Like Adventure.